Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachah Menachot of Ayin Gimel Amud Bet. At the bottom of the Amud, about to essay Rabbi Shimon's opinion, as mentioned in the Mishnah, that a Minchat Chote of Kohanim does undergo Kmitza, and then the Kometz is burned and the rest are burned separately. Minhani Mili. Tana Rabbanan. And first we're going to hear Rabbanan's opinion. Vaitala Kohen Kamincha. This is a reference to the Minchat Chote. Shetehe Avurata Kshera Bo. What this teaches is that the Kohen can bring his own Mincha. Talmer Shetehe Avurata Kshera Bo Eder Alalatir Minchat Chote Shel Kohanim. Maybe Vaitala Kohen Kamincha means that even if a Kohen offers the Minchat Chote, it should be treated like any other Minchat Chote, and that it should be eaten. Mar Mekayim Achol Minchat Kohen Kalil Tielo Teachel. Then how would I fulfill the Pasuk? It says Minchat Kohen is not eaten. Minchat Nidvato means if he brings on a voluntary offering. Chovato Tien Nechalet, but may perhaps his obligatory Chote offering does have to be eaten. Tamalom Ratala Kohen Kamincha, meaning Makish Chovato Lenidvato, meaning that it's comparing his voluntary offering with this one. Just like his voluntary offering is not eaten, so too with this. Now that's Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon, Kim Minchato, does it really say that? It means like a mincha, Elam Lahakish, Minchat Chote Shel Kohanim, Minchat Chote Shel Yisrael. It's not comparing Minchat Chote of Kohanim to another Mincha of Kohanim, but rather Minchat Chote of Kohanim to Mincha of Yisrael. Ma Minchat Chote Shel Yisrael, that said, so they both need kmitza. So perhaps take it further and say that then we'll eat it as the suggestion was made in the Tanakhama's opinion. Meaning la kohen kamincha, lo la ishim kamincha. Meaning the kohen has to perform it like any other mincha with kmitza, but it's not going to be on the fire like every other mincha. This will go totally on the fire. Ha ketzad. There we go. Now, that's the background for Rishimo's opinion. But is this really the source that tells us that a Kohen can perform his own mincha? We have a different source. How do we know that a Kohen can come, show up, and bring Korbanot anytime he wants to? That if a Kohen wants to come, he can come whenever he wants to and serve. There, I would think he wants to voluntarily bring a shlamim or something else. The varsha baal chet, but something he's obligated to bring because of a sin, a malo, perhaps he cannot perform it himself. He needs another intermediary. So therefore, we have our pasuk. But even that isn't learned from our pasuk. We have another pasuk for that. This is in the Chatat of Avodah Zarah, mentioned in Parshat Shlach. Mamecha kohen mitkaper de'at smo. A nefesh ogeget, meaning even himself. He can bring an offering for himself. That's only talking about shogeg. Hamezid lo. But if he's bringing a korban to expiate his own sin b'mezid, I might not be able to do it. Kamash malan. Truth is, where do you ever find a korban brought for mezid? The answer is bizadon shvua, when you violate shvuat ha'idut intentionally, as we learned in Masachat Shvuot, because it doesn't say v'nelam there. Therefore, in that case, you would be chayav, and indeed, that's the context of the pasuk. Makoin kamincha is olev yorei. Tanya Yerushim Omer minchat chotei shel kohanim nikmetzet v'kometz kar b'fnei atzmo. So Rabbi Shimon says exactly what he says, but his son takes issue. He said the shirayim are not put on the fire, but they're put on Beit HaDeshen. Rabbi Yochanan asked the question, Beit HaDeshen Dehecha, which Beit HaDeshen? If it's the tapuach up on top of the mizbeach, he's not disagreeing with his father, it goes on the fire. If it's the deshen below the Mizbeach, that's not an offering. Rabbi Abba suggested to Rabbi Yochanan, maybe it means that you have to dispose of it. They all laughed at him. How can you call that an offering? It was disposed. The answer is not so simple. Minchat Kohen Kalil Tia Lo Teachel. Meaning every Minchat Kohen has to be burned, or has to be totally consumed and not eaten. L'achilai Kashtia V'lo L'davar Acher. Meaning it's only for the issue of achilah that I've compared it, not anything else. My kamar, what does that mean? My achikamar, kol minchat kohen lo teachel chovato. It cannot be eaten, the chovah, and kalil tiyah nidvato. Meaning, there's a lota say against eating as chovah. Doesn't mean it has to be burned up. It can be disposed of. So Rabbi Abba might be right. Kalil tiyah, that has to be all burned up, that's nidvato. So Amalei Rava. Rava takes issue with Abaye, but not in substance, just in form. Sakina Harifa Mifsaka Krai, you're taking a sharp knife and cutting the Pasuk up. In other words, you went from part A to part C of the Pasuk, then to part B. Take a look at it. The Pasuk reads, Kominchat Kohen Kalilthia Loteachel, and Abaye Darshan Kominchat Kohen Loteachel Kalilthia. Elamma Rava, Rava just rearranges the parts. Kominchat Kohen Kalilthia Nidvato. Same result. Loteachel Chobato. The Epochana, why don't I flip around and say, that the Nidava is the one that's disposed of and the Chovah is burned up. The Nidava is the one that should be burned up. Why? She came to Dirat. Because it's like, what's our model? Our model is Minchat Kohen Gadol that says Kalil Toktar. And in the same way, his Nidava is more common, just like Minchat Kohen Gadol every day. And Lochati, it doesn't come from Rechei, for Rechei, just like Minchat Kohen Gadol. Basim Rechei, it has oil and Levona, unlike a Minchat Chote. The opposite, which is Shekein Isaron and Chovah. The Minchat Kohen Gadol is a half Isaron each time. Sorry, the Minchat Kohen Gadol is an Isaron, and the Minchat Chote is an Isaron. And they're both Chovah as opposed to Nedava. So the answer is Hanachon Vishan. The similarities between Nedava and Kohen Gadol are greater. What do Rabbanan do with that? We understand what Rabbi Shimon does with that. Well, really, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon does with that. Remember, we only know that Minchat Kohen Gadol has to be burned, and that other Minchat Kohenim can't be eaten. How do I know to apply both to both? Meaning that I am both obligated to burn it all up, and there's a lota say against eating. Both Minchat Kohen Gadol every day and Minchat Kohen. Tamlo Kalil Kalil Lixer Shava. That's why I have Kalil for it. Why can't Kalil want to roll on a Kalil? Kalil Toktav can't be Kalil Toktar. So similarly, just like the Minchat Kohen Gadol has to be burned up, so every Minchat Kohen has to be burned up. Makan liten lotase alachilato. And just like there's a lotase of eating any Minchat Kohen, a flahman ten lotase alachilato, and gives us a lotase for eating Minchat Kohen Gadol. So boy Ravina, Kohen Shachamanem Orin Mahu. What's the status of a Kohen who eats of the Emurin? Lav de Zarut lo kohen ba'ili. I'm not asking about whether he's considered a czar, because he's certainly considered a czar. And ba'ili, lav de kalil tiyeh. Does he violate the lav of kalil because the emurim is supposed to be burned up? Mai, or does that only apply to mincha? Ravaron, the ravina toshma. Tani rabbalazor mer kol shuhu kalil tiyeh. Anything that is under the rubric of having to be burned up, l'tem lo tase l'chilato. There's a lo tase for eating it. Okay, the next Mishnah, Minchat Kohen, Minchat Kohen Mashiach, Minchat Nesachim. Three that were not included in the previous Mishnah. Gola Mizbeach, they're all burnt up. Ein Bahem HaKohenim, Kohen get nothing. Vazei Afer Koach Mizbeach, Mikoach HaKohenim. There are three places where the Mizbeach has a leg up over the Kohenim. Mizbeach gets all, Kohenim get none. Shteyalech, Malachim HaPanim, Nechalim HaKohenim. Those two are only by the Kohenim, and Ein Bahem Mizbeach, and Mizbeach gets nothing. Vazei Afer Koach HaKohenim, Mikoach HaMizbeach. And in this case, the Kohanim have a leg up over the Mizbeach. Now, Betuleika, when it says Uvazeh, it makes it sound like their list is exhausted. Va'ika Ola, and Ola also goes to the Mizbeach. The answer is Ika Ola la Kohanim. The Kohanim get the pelt, so it's not all the Mizbeach. Ika Ola Ta'of, Ola Ta'of has no pelt. The answer is Ika Mura Venotza, the esophagus and the feathers get thrown away. They don't go on the Mizbeach. Va'ika Nesachim, right, the wine libation. The answer is Lishitinaz. They go down the pipes. They don't stay on the Mizbeach, and they don't go on the fire. So my bazu, so why does it say, in this case, it's the Mizbeach? Nafukim and Shmuel, Damar Shmuel, Nadev Yayim, Viyom Azalfog of Eishim. Shmuel's opinion is, if you volunteer to bring wine, you pour it on the fire. The answer is not, the Mizbeach does not get the wine. Mizbeach only gets these three. Vashlan Rashitin Azli. Mishayel Shmuel, but on the other hand, our Mishnah supports Shmuel, because Damar Shmuel, Nadev Shavu, Nekom Sosher of Nechalin. If you volunteer to bring oil, The other opinion is that you burn it all on the Mizbeach. Shmuel says, no, you put a kometz on the Mizbeach and the rest are eaten. So that would not fit here. Now, shtei alachim l'chapanim v'tuleika, are there no other things that are all l'kohanim? Mika chatata of. Kohanim get all l'chatata of. The answer is ikar dama. The blood goes on the Mizbeach. Okay? Mika log shemen shemetzora. After all, it goes to the kohanim. So the answer is ikar matnotav. You have to sprinkle it towards the parochet and then put the matanot on the metzora's ear, thumb, and toe. So it's not all a kohanim. Umay bazu. So why did it say this is the exhaustive list? Because there is an opinion in the discussion between Rekiva and Benanas about shtei alechem. Rekiva said, "Sir, we had in the fourth parak, if you bring shtei alechem without kvasim, there's an opinion that they're burnt up." The teaching lechem apanim always goes la kohanim, fully la kohanim. Even in that circumstance, it's not burned up, but rather they get to eat it. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up in the next Mishnah, and Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Bet. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.